KVJ Cuts.
Oh, we love drama. There's plenty of it on social media. People put up a thought, and then it turns into a rascally little fight.
This is my favorite.
So what it does, screenshot it, send it to us so that we can act it out here.
Please screenshot it, because sometimes what they do is they wise up and they delete the thread, yep. And then poof, it's gone.
Yep. They don't realize maybe what they said sounds bad, or things aren't going in the direction they thought. So please get it to us. Send it via email, mail@kvjshow.com. There's this dude named Dougie, and I guess somebody had told him that, you know, hey, if you want to become a big rap star, you need to share your music. And so he started doing that, but then nobody was sharing his music, and so then he got all upset.
I'm reading through some of Dougie and what he's saying. Yeah. I got to tell you, I am a fan of Dougie.
Okay.
I don't know about his music, but Dougie the man.
All right, then I'll let Bird be Dougie.
Yeah,
here.
You yeah. are Dougie,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Get
I'll,
it.
I'll play the role of Marvin in this thread. Virginia, you can be Papa J. Papa J.
Old, the voice of reason.
Yeah,
I get it.
Maybe.
We're typecasting.
Okay. And then we've got Denny's playing the role of Donnie in this thread here. Okay. All right. Dougie, you're mad. Nobody's sharing your rap music. Lay it on us, Dougie.
My new rap song is out. Check it out and share it, please. It's such a dope-ass song. Okay.
Time passes.
Time passes.
Nothing's
time passes.
Going on.
Time passes.
Dougie comes back to the thread, which he's probably refreshing every 20 seconds.
Oh, Dougie.
So Dougie has really lost his mind because it's about 12 hours later.
Damn. Only one person shared my song in 12 hours? Honestly, most of you are dead to me.
Oh.
You never support my music. I'm quitting social media, yo.
Yo, Dougie, I just listened to your song. Sounds like a white guy trying to sound like DMX. File this song under C for cringe.
Ooh.
Just being honey, bro.
Damn.
Dougie, aren't you in your 40s? The rap thing ain't gonna happen, brother. Give it up. Take that job at CVS that your Uncle Donnie keeps trying to give you.
It ain't about making money, yo, or getting on the radio. It's about that music, bro. I don't expect you to get it, though. Oh. You feel my flow from head to toe? I'm the hero, and you're the hoe.
Oh. Wow, Dougie. Okay, I see what he's doing here.
Yeah.
I see what he's doing here.
Spitting them rye, spitting them boars.
Dougie, you always bitch and moan about how nobody ever shares or listens to your music. There's a reason why nobody shares it. Dougie, it sucks hard.
Damn.
It sucks hard, Dougie.
Damn, crushing me, yo.
Does, just being honest. Just being honey, bro.
Yeah, Doug, you really need to take that job at CVS. You could become the assistant manager within 2 years. Ugh, that'll never happen while you're trying to be Eminem.
Here comes Donnie. Oh, come on, Dougie. Make your Uncle Donnie proud and join the CVS team. We'll even let you listen to that rap music on your lunch break.
Y'all don't get me or feel me. I have the heart of an MC, yo. Deal with the people.
Okay. Not hanging it up.
I love how Uncle Donnie chimes in. Yeah, we're waiting for you at CVS. Come on.
I mean, it sounds like he's got some benefits there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There's always a place for you at CVS.
Well, you could like, you know, help people in rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, he could be assistant manager in 2 years.
Can we please get a sample of Dougie's music?
Do you need a pill? Here's a refill.
Oh, Dougie.
Yo, it's Dougie. It's CVS.
Yeah, thank you, Uncle Donnie.
Oh, I'd love to see Kevy and Dougie in a rap battle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kev would love that.
That's exactly what I
actually would enjoy it. Yeah. Dougie, give me a call.
Got another thread here. This one is about Maya. She's begging her neighbors to stop feeding the cats. It's causing a problem. This sounds like my neighborhood because I've seen that this is going on. In fact, I saw a story in Delray Beach. They've got a real problem with cats out there, and they're doing that program where they're trying to, they trap them, then they spayed or neuter them, and then they re-release them. You know, that's kind of what they're doing there. So, yeah, these feral cats are problems all over South Florida.
Meow.
So Maya's going off about it, but she's got other concerns, which may be slightly unhinged. I'll go ahead and play the role of Maya. Virginia, you can be Zach.
Okay, I think he's like young and like talk like this.
I think all Zachs talk like this, right?
If your name is Zach, you must be under the age of 30 and talk like this.
Bird, you can play the role of Pamela.
Okay.
And Denny's, you'll be Naomi. Okay.
Stop feeding the stray cats. You're breeding monsters who terrorize the community. Also, these cats have AIDS.
What?
Maya, how do you know they have AIDS? What are you, a cat doctor?
I am not a cat doctor, but my boyfriend knows about cat AIDS, and these cats have it. We are in danger. Trust me.
Lady, cats can't give people AIDS. You and your boyfriend sound ignorant AF. How do you not know about this?
Oh, I love feeding the cats. If someone doesn't feed them, they would starve to death. As for the cat AIDS, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Damn it, Naomi! You're part of the problem. We have diseased cats taking over our streets. Did I mention they have cat AIDS? Cat AIDS! I'm telling you.
Maya? Cats aren't the problem. Our neighbors need to deal with. We need to stop all the fornicating the teenagers are doing in my backwoods. It's disgusting.
Cats taking over our streets. Teenagers fornicating in the woods. This place needs to be cleaned up. God is trying to tell us something, people. Cat AIDS.
Oh, my God. I'm moving.
KVJ Cuts.